Yo, guys, and welcome back into the All In podcast. You're joined by me, creator, one of the most entertaining dudes you've probably ever met. Ain't that right, Fruity?
Yeah, sure. No, it
is. This is Fruity, my host. She's a woman. She's talented. She's beautiful.
Why'd you have to bring the fact that I'm a woman into this?
It's important for so people can relate to you. I'm messing this up bad. She dates my best friend, Marcus. How are you feeling, Fruity? How are you?
That's all I am to you. I would just date your best friend.
Well, I mean,
doesn't it suck that he does have the better personality? It does suck, but that's fine.
It's annoying that Marcus has a great personality. It's annoying.
Isn't it funny that he has a better personality than all of us, but doesn't stream or do
it's
anything?
It bugs the hell out of me. It annoys me to no end, because when he comes on stream, right, Fruity, he makes me kick up my personality to match him in funniness. I don't know if you've noticed that, you know, but whenever I stream with such a man, such a masculine, sexy man, I get a little I'm getting it now. I'm like checking my arms, making sure that I look masculine enough, and that's what Marcus does to me.
Just in case he watches or something, he ain't watching.
Yeah, just in case he sees me. Hey, Marcus. Miss you, bro. See you on Discord tonight. What up?
Okay. let's move on from that.
Yeah.
What's been going on? Okay. What's up with you?
Fruity, I'm coming down to Melbourne. I'm going to move.
Dude,
I'm looking
Melbourne
for a house.
Is out now. We are, I think as of today, well, when we filmed this podcast, we came out of lockdown. We had one of the strictest lockdowns going around. But yeah, we're out. Freedom. Yeah.
I got to get over my cold feet now, Fruity, you know, moving.
Now you got no excuses. You can come.
Yeah, now I got no excuses. I feel like everybody knows it as well. So now I've got to move. I'm scared to live alone, but I know I can do it. But it also sucks because heaps of the houses that I was going to go after, Fruity, now they're gone. Now they're gone.
Rent anyway.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean. I'm going to rent, and the houses that I was going to rent, they disappeared.
Oh, what?
They're gone.
That's such a convenient excuse, Greg.
No, I have found other ones. No, I'm telling you, there are other nice ones. I'll be there in a jiffy, but yeah, I gotta find the one that I like. I like modern houses. Do you like modern houses?
No.
No, you like old ones, old banged up ones.
Yeah, I like it to look real rustic, like...
Really?
That it's about to fall over. That's my style, yeah.
Wow.
Like it kind of looks kind of haunted and scary at night. That's what I like.
What the... Are you sure you like that, or is that just what you bought?
My house is really... beautiful. That's all. What are you going to say? That's all I could afford? Is that what you...
No, I didn't say that, ladies and gentlemen. Those are words in her mouth, not mine. I like anything really. I do like modern for renting though. I don't know why, but you know what I've been looking at is more kind of country, almost American aesthetic outside houses. I really like that.
You should just live in America, Gray.
Move to Texas, live there, you know, find an American girl to settle down
maybe
with.
Maybe someone who's listening to this podcast, would you like to take in Gray?
Would you like to take me on a date?
He needs 5 coffees a day and a nice streaming setup that's pretty small so it doesn't echo throughout the entire house. And,
true.
He needs a lot of validation. Would anyone like to take him up? Type in the comments if you would like to. Let us know what you
Thank
can provide
you.
To Gray.
Thank you for your offers. Leave an offer in the comment section.
I don't need to say what he will provide to you because I think we all know. So,
I have streamer money.
I had meant like a great conversation is what I meant.
Oh, a great conversation. Of course, not just money. Oh, look at me thinking that women are that shallow, that they don't just want great conversation and a good man, but they just don't care about money. Look at me saying things like that. Wow.
Oh, no, you actually think that, don't you?
No, I am joking. I hope everyone knows. I am joking. That would be fucking incel as hell. I hate incels. I already gone on that rant before.
All right. Wait, have you? Did you?
Yes. Yes, we have. Oh, yeah, guys who mock and belittle women online because they can't find a woman. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that happens a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
You know what I've been looking into, Cray, a lot? I've decided that I wish I was a VTuber now.
No, you don't.
There was a few weeks ago which I was just like, I don't get it. It's not enough emotion. But I've looked into it more so now. And there was this group of girls. So VTubing is where they have like the anime characters instead as their front, like as their what
as
you
their
see.
Webcam, as their yeah, image, as their identity.
As they move and speak, it goes with their body. But there was like a group of nine or something that debuted like a month ago. It was a debut too. And it's like this Japanese company that makes brings these personalities to and gives them the anime characters and makes it all happen. And it's insane. The industry is absolutely insane. It's like a freaking K-pop group, but with gaming. And I'm super invested into it now.
You're actually like into it. You enjoy the content. You like watching it.
I think it's interesting.
Really?
I could see the appeal now. I didn't at first, but now I could see the appeal. It's just kind of like better than, it's still not as genuine. You wouldn't want to watch it for a genuine connection, I don't think. But yeah, it's still entertaining.
Is it?
Yeah. I'm into it. Now I'm just going to become an anime girl, I think.
It might be the next step in the industry, right?
That's what I'm going to do. They're so cute.
Next stream, I want to see you as a VTuber. I want to see what it looks like.
It'll take like months to make.
Craig. Oh, really? They're like very technical and very like...
Yeah, yeah. It's like connecting like hair strands to stuff. I don't know. This is the whole thing. I'm not sure. Damn. But I'm super into it. So I actually take back what I said the other day where I'm like, I don't quite get it. I get it now. I looked into it and I get it. And I think I fell down a rabbit hole.
What a rabbit hole
to
go down.
But dude, these girls just started a month ago and now they have like 500k subs each on their own channel.
Damn.
Yeah.
Successful. Yeah. Very successful.
Some more. And one was 1 million, I think. I think that was insane. From a month.
That is crazy views. That's crazy traction. It's just not for me, Fruity. It's just not. I just... To be honest, though, to be completely fair, right, just disclosure, I haven't watched, you know, I haven't really, I know what it is. One of my friends, Jack, gave it a try, and I came into his stream once, and he was VTubing. And from just that, and I think, was it Pokimane who gave it a try or something like that? Another female streamer gave it a try, and it's just not for me. I don't feel a connection with the person, like you said, self-admittedly. But I'm a little bit weird with this as well, right, Fruity, where I can't really watch streamers without a face either. Believe it or not, it's not really completely...
Oh, when they just have audio? You don't like
Yeah,
that?
that's not for me either. So that probably ties into it somehow. I like to see who is talking, you know? I understand it, you know, if your voice, you know, like Corpse blowing up recently, Corpse husband, he has an amazing voice, an amazing personality, great screen presence, and he's very talented. People like Dream, who don't show their
faceless?
Face in Minecraft.
How can you have a great screen presence if you have faceless?
Like screen presence is in like how you project yourself.
No, I know what you mean, but still, I think it's meant to be like.
Oh, is it meant to be like
so. I'm not too sure. Actually.
I thought screen presence could be like anything, like just how you're.
I assume it's like
perceived.
An actor's on camera, very okay. present. I don't know.
Okay, moving on from the technicalities that my other host has brought up. Your screen. I don't know. The way.
Do you even remember what your point was to begin with?
Yeah, they still have great presence on a camera, you know, even though they're not on a camera. On micro, they're on stream! They're YouTubers! And I can hear their voice, but they have gameplay. They're still... I understand it, I get it, but it's not for me. I couldn't watch it. It's not for me, yeah.
That's fair.
Trust them.
You don't trust them. I like
if
it.
If
I
can't
it's like
see
a
their face,
thing.
I don't trust them.
It's a mystery. For some reason, it's just like... Makes them more interesting that they have that mystery, even though they're probably boring as shit to all of them. Like most streamers are. What?
No, you're very interesting in your real life.
Why are you lying?
You are interesting. You're an interesting person. Everyone is an interesting person, Fruity. Give yourself some credit. You got interesting, like, you've lived an interesting life. You're a streamer, for God's sake. That's awesome. You've traveled the world playing video games for a living. Come on, give yourself some credit.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say day-to-day is like, super interesting.
Oh, but whose is? You know what I mean? Unless you're, like, Jason Momoa or exactly. you know, Robert Downey Jr. or something. Exactly. But that's
no Jason Momoa, so
yeah, but that's 0.0000001%. That's like two guys.
Well,
in the
question
world.
Is, would you watch Jason Momoa stream?
Fuck yeah.
What if it's a game you didn't want to watch?
I'd still watch it. I don't care about the game. I care about the personality. I care about the entertainment value. I'm different. I've been saying that so much as a meme, and I just accidentally said it as a not meme just then, and I can't believe I just accidentally blurted that out. Like, I've been saying I'm a nice guy as a meme, and I want to stop saying it, and now I can't because I know it gets under people's skin. And once I find something that I know bugs people, I can't help but say it sometimes.
I love that, though. I love the I'm a nice guy sentence makes no sense. Someone who's actually a nice guy
nice,
not
would never say, that.
That's the same thing. It's so funny. I love sentences like that where you can just tell what kind of person someone is over one sentence.
Just by saying it. Yeah, for sure. That's why I should probably stop saying it because people will get the wrong idea.
I mean, as long as you've got the, as long as you don't type it, as long as you just say it. Yeah, I think you're fine.
True. Yeah. Because then you can see the big grin on my face. You can see the big old smile on my head.
True. Do you know Cyberpunk got delayed?
It did. Till December?
But it's fine because there's like a bunch of games coming out in November anyway.
New Watch Dogs as well, I think.
Yeah, I think that comes out this...
Tomorrow.
Week? Yeah.
I think it's tomorrow, yeah.
But you got the consoles coming out in November anyway, so I assume they would come with something. To play with them.
Yeah, Watch Dogs Legion comes out tomorrow, Fruity.
Yeah, I know. I'm talking about November.
I'm just checking.
Yes, I know. I am playing that, yes.
I'm going to play it tomorrow, even though I'm not sponsored, just to take away from your viewership.
You're going to play at the same time as me?
When are you starting? Can you tell me?
Like 9 p.m. You're in bed by then.
Yeah. I'm in bed by 9 pretty much. I go to the gym. I come home. I watch anime. I eat food. I drink water, and then I'm straight. Where is my water, by the way?
I put it somewhere else. I'm sorry.
Talk to yourself for a moment, Fruity. But I'm looking for water. I can't find it.
But there's like the Spider-Man coming out, and Spider-Man games always. It looks really
pretty
good.
Average. Yeah.
Oh.
Spider-Man's a pretty average superhero, to be honest.
I don't know how to take that. I was
sorry, I'm doing that thing again where I say things because I know I'll get a reaction. I wish I could stop doing that. I need to go to rehab.
You can't help yourself though.
I actually can't.
I'll set up a conversation so viewers can imagine what it's like to talk to Cray or in person. And go. When he says something, he kind of looks at you for a little bit. Till you laugh. It's kind of this weird moment that happens.
Is it a good moment or a bad moment?
It's more like, well, by now I just laugh by default.
Nice. Good. That's what pity laughs. People to be. I don't mind if there are pity laughs as long as you laugh, you know? Mm. I don't know why I do it. I can't help it. Maybe that's why
that's
I'm single. Because
Everyone says things and expects a reaction out of them. That's why I have trouble playing with Americans. I've been playing with American Among Us with more Americans lately, and I have trouble because I don't get the reactions I normally get from an Australian group.
I wouldn't be able to do it. I need reactions. I need people to be able to talk crap and, you know, not. I don't understand how people don't just talk for the sake of talking shit. I do not understand that concept of how people around the world, I get it, different cultures and things like that, but, you know, like you just said, like how you play with Americans and they don't react in the same way that Australians do. It's like, we don't mean what we say. We're just saying it because it's either funny or we're just saying it for a reaction and it's just talking shit. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Yeah.
I just don't think I'm funny to Americans, and I think it's something I've got to... I acknowledge. I mean, I don't find many Americans that funny anyway, so...
Well, you're not funny to Australians either, Fruity, so you're a little bit... You're in a crossroads here. You've got to find somewhere that people find you funny. And you know what, Fruity? I think it might be Russia. Suka, Brit. It might be Russia. You might be funny in Russia, yeah?
Okay, I'll try that there. I'll go there to see.
I've got a feeling. I've got a good feeling for you.
Dude, if you... lived in Europe say, and you grew up as a German speaking boy, for example, mm-hmm. would you pursue a career in streaming? Would you keep the and you know English, you know both of them pretty well. Would you do German or English?
I would do German.
And just target the people that are in that.
Yeah, that's what I would do. You know who does amazingly on Twitch that nobody really picks up with is Japanese streamers or people from Japan. They do amazingly on Twitch because they've got such a niche kind of community. I don't think many people actually speak Japanese on the global scale. You know, it's kind of one of those languages. What is the population of Japan, I wonder? But anyway, blah, blah, blah. They do really well, you know? And it's the same with, like, if I could speak Spanish, oh, my God.
Oh, you'd be a Spanish streamer?
100%. 100%. Oh, without a doubt.
You watch a Spanish streamer and you watch an English streamer and the difference is insane. Like, it
Spanish streamers own
so
us.
So much energy. So much energy. And fun seems to be heaven. Even though I have no idea what they're saying. It's just the presence. I don't know. If you watch this.
It's so much better. English English speakers are filled with douchebags.
We're just mocking people today.
Yeah, we're mocking people today. Yeah. But if you speak English and you're listening to this, you're just a douche. You're just such a douchebag, dude. I don't understand what it is, but it really is, like, you know, and you just, you know, fuck you, dude.
There's 126 million people in Japan, apparently.
Holy shit!
That's way more people than here.
Oh my God, Japan is number 25. Oh my God, that's not a niche community.
No.
Oh my God, I'm a fucking idiot. Oh my goodness.
But I think you mean like the language isn't really spoken in another country. It's just
Thank you for covering for me, Fruity. That's exactly what I meant. Thank you. No.
He's very smart. Very bright. Gray?
Thank you. Very straight intelligent. A's. Straight A student. All my life.
Yeah.
Yep. Bring up a topic, Fruity. Go.
I always bring up the topic. I was seeing what was going to happen if I just let it kind of...
Yeah, I'm not the topic guy. I'm the talking guy.
Well, then how do you talk to people... In real life, do you just rely on them?
No, I introduce myself. The thing is we're running out of topics, Rudy. The thing is here is I've told you everything about me, and now I'm running. Have you ever gotten into art? Are you a good artist? You ever drawn a photo or a picture?
No, I haven't.
Would you rather be a good artist or a good photographer?
Good artist.
Why?
Because I could. It's more applicable to my job, I think, maybe. Actually, no, maybe good photographer. I don't know.
Video. A lot of confusing answers here. No, it has to be away from your current job. I would be a photographer because I capture the essence of reality. Aha. See? No, painter. Yeah. No, drawing and painting is way better. Yeah, photographers are like, anyone can do that, you know?
Anyway.
Like, yeah. I'll pick up my iPhone, right? I'll walk out into a field and I'll take a photo of a little lily. Or a little sunflower, and boom, that's it. It's easy. You know, so everyone in here who's into photography, explain in the comments why photography is hard and difficult in comparison to drawing or painting, and I will read the comment, and I will educate myself. But no, don't be mad about me insulting your hobby. But let's face it, if it's your job, if your job's being a photographer, it's probably taking photos at weddings. Come on now, let's not play with one another. Sorry about that, but
There probably is a photographer listening, and you know.
Oh yeah, red in the face.
No, I bet you they're like, you know what? Suck it. I enjoy my job.
That's a topic that we can talk. DMCA laws. I swear to God, Fruity, I nearly got banned. Like singing. I got a strike. Like, if I get two more strikes, I'm gone. I got striked for Candy Shop by 50 Cent.
Why'd you have Candy Shop?
He got me. Why did... Because I love...
I was
getting my groove. I was dancing.
I see.
Don't repeat it or else we'll get striked.
So, what's YouTube and Spotify? What do you think about that?
I think it's fair, right? Like, doing DMCA stuff and the law coming to Twitch. It's only fair. It makes sense completely. Yada, yada, yada. You know, it's
but
just
like,
the way it is.
To live... production, because there was a dude, it was Herman Lee, who got banned for, he was just doing his own music on Twitch and he got banned, so now he's like, I'm on YouTube now.
Oh, he got banned for his own music?
Yeah, for performing his own music.
What?
He got copyright struck or whatever, banned for that.
Yeah, for your own music? Record labels are crazy. What the hell? Record labels really be crazy.
Well, I mean, there's just so many things. And you got people singing it who don't want to sing songs anymore, even if it's just, it's them singing the song. Like, it's their interpretation of it. And I'm just like, dude, like, it's becoming kind of a landmine.
It makes me scared and annoyed, Fruity, because I feel like the thing that bugs me is Twitch's immaturity to give us the tools to adequately get rid of copyrighted material. Like, for example, just so everyone has a little bit of perspective who is listening, so you understand and you're not going to say crazy and idiot. So anyone can clip your live stream, and when they are clipped, a clip is like a 30-second highlight of what has happened on the stream. And say you were playing copyrighted music within it in the last 4 years, clips never automatically get deleted. So you've got 4 years worth of clips, right? It is impossible to sift through 4 years worth of thousands upon thousands of clips. Probably, honestly, me and Fruity combined had probably 500,000 clips in total of all the streams we've been doing.
Hmm.
Possibly even more. I very much doubt it would be less than something like that out of 4 years of people. Every stream we do, 8 hours just clipping, right? So, but Twitch says either delete all your clips, all of them, or risk getting banned. They don't give us the tools to delete clips with, say, 500 or less views, so then we can sift through the ones above 500 views. They don't give us, like, a tool to click a box that says if Twitch recognizes copyrighted material, it will automatically be deleted to safeguard their streamers. That's what bugs me the most. I understand the law, but give us the tools to monitor it. That's my biggest gripe. And I know I love Twitch. Love it. Everyone knows how much I adore Twitch. But that has griped me pretty badly. I've been a little bit cranky at that. A little bit cranky. Yeah. Mm. How do you feel about that argument, Fruity? Do you disagree? Do you agree? Do you think I'm being a bit...
No, it's just trash. It's the clips that are getting DMCA'd. And the thing is with VODs, so your stream goes to VODs, is that music will get muted. If they hear music, it'll get muted. But it doesn't happen to clips. But if it happened to clips, it would make them fine to watch. They would just be muted of cases where they are. It just doesn't make sense that technology goes out to VODs but not through VODs. It doesn't make sense to me. Because it would make it a lot easier to know what clips to delete, really. So people don't have to, because people have been going through all of their videos and all their clips, and it's been like thousands, hundreds of thousands of clips and so much time, and they're just straight deleting it. And I haven't done it, and I don't think I will. But because it just seems so drastic, and it doesn't make any logical sense to me. To just delete everything, it doesn't make any sense to me, and I feel like there's a solution around it that hasn't been hit yet, and I think there's been some awkward.
So you haven't been deleting VODs or clips yet?
No.
You haven't deleted them? Not one.
Not a single one. No.
Damn, Fruity be risking it. Damn, she be risky.
It's just not fair.
Yeah. No, you are right. It isn't fair.
To do it. And if they did take me down, I would go somewhere else.
Well, obviously, but you're that willing to stand your ground. You're willing to die on this hill is basically what you're saying.
It's more like I'm not going to have no content on my Twitch channel because there was a 5-second song played that I just heard someone in voice chat. It's not logical.
Appropriate.
It doesn't make sense. Like, if someone's kids just starts playing Drake or something, and that gets the whole VOD, like, DMCA'd, and I get taken down for that, that's bullshit.
You might as well just become a YouTuber at that point. You might as well go to video recorded content rather than live streaming, because if you're putting it all into being a live streamer, and then one day you're playing Fortnite and someone plays a copyrighted song over the microphone, and then that gets your VOD striked and you can no longer download that VOD with the audio and you've been streaming for 12 hours and you've got content on that VOD and you can't get around it, then you've wasted 12 hours because no longer can you get content from that. Yeah,
it's like I'm not willing to take any drastic actions until I'm pushed, literally pushed to take those drastic actions. I don't think there's a point of being safe. And I'm not someone who really plays music much anyway. Like I do for my intros and stuff and they get instant muted in VODs and they never get clipped because it's an intro. But I normally play like more like very quietly lo-fi or copyright free music. So it's like it's not something that I would have much of anyway. I mean like if I play Grand Theft Auto, some of those VODs are just gone because of the music that comes up in the car.
Yes.
But yeah, I see so many people and bigger streamers too deleting everything and I can't put myself to do it. And I don't think
I tried to delete all my clips, but it didn't work. It's just the whole system is so shit that it didn't even delete my clips. I could still see all the clips. I went through, I started deleting VODs, started deleting clips, and it didn't even work. Like, it wouldn't let me. So, like, if they banned me tomorrow, I'd just go off my head and just kind of be like, I even tried to do it, you know? Like, I tried to do it twice. More. Yeah. Like, I tried to do it 5 times. I tried to set up that program to do it, and it just won't work. So it's just infuriating, honestly, the whole situation.
It's not like we're making, you and me, I guess, particularly not making money off playing this music. It's just...
No, definitely not.
Kind of, it's a nice little thing, but it's not why people are there. People aren't there for the music. And we don't use it much anyway. So it's just, it doesn't sit right with me and I don't want to delete things. I just don't want to. I'm also incredibly lazy. So that's part of it too.
Yeah, I don't think even if you weren't lazy, you can't sift through that kind of content yourself.
Mm.
And it's just literally clicking one program and deleting them. I think you don't give yourself enough credit. I think it is a hill kind of worth standing on and saying this is kind of bullshit.
One of those things where it's, I know it's not going to affect me as much because I don't have things to a big extent, but some people do that do deserve to have they don't deserve to have it taken down at all. They do deserve to. It's their music. People play their music and it's just frustrating. People hum and they sing and they do whatever. It's just, it's not, they don't deserve it. It's so silly.
Yeah. I also read like the DMCA laws haven't been updated since, 1980 or was it 1990? Someone in the comments will correct me. And, you know, I'm not saying that you don't have a right to your music at all. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying that. You have a right to your music. But I think treating us as if we maliciously or diabolically even played a song on our stream to garner some sort of monetary value from that is a bit bogus because everybody knows when you watch a stream, we're playing music in the background to fill the void almost or to set a vibe. Like, for example, I have a great example of how streaming kind of helped out one of my playing music helped out one of my streams. I was playing Star Wars Squadron, so I played the Guardians of the Galaxy soundtrack, and it set like such a good vibe, you know. It had such an energy and it did help my stream, but I'm not doing it to steal or rob your money and or to take away from that song. And sure, you could argue that you are altering the way that music was meant to be intended or intended to be played on the soundtrack of Guardians of the Galaxy. Therefore, you're changing that media. You're changing the way it could be perceived. However, I don't think nobody's really doing that on stream. You know, I don't think people are really doing that, you know?
I just think this whole thing has more of a problem with music industry in general. I think a lot of the artists and stuff, that's what sucks is that I know the artists will like the music being played. I know it must feel good to just hear your songs actually be played, and it's the industry itself, and it's just...
Definitely.
You know, I'm just going to create my own music and just... That's what I'm going to do. Cray, let's make our own record label. Okay?
Let's make all our own music.
Yeah. We'll hire all the Twitch streamers, music streamers. We'll hire them, make our own label. And bam, everyone around Twitch will be listening to us. And you know, everyone, it'll pop off.
You have high hopes, really.
It's actually not a bad idea, like, in all seriousness. Like,
making just, our own little, yeah, why not?
Music industry is a huge empire of an industry. You know, why not make our own?
I want to make a rap song. Will you make a rap song with me? Let's just do it.
Sure. I'll hire a bunch of
when I come down
musicians.
To Melbourne, yeah.
Okay.
Let's get some musicians.
Let's do it now.
Or a punk band.
Why do you want to start a punk band in the?
Because I want to tell people how pissed at society I am. I'm pissed.
Okay, we can do that.
Pissed off.
How about we be the anti-record label? We'll be everything that a
record
label
all our songs can be about. Fuck the record labels.
Yeah.
Love
but
it.
But we are a record label. Yeah, let's do it.
I love it.
Let's do it. This is another brilliant Cray and Fruity idea.
Oh, wait, you were saying that we're going to be the record label?
Yes.
Oh, I was talking about us actually being the musicians.
Oh, no. No, I'm not being a musician.
Oh, God. Wow, I'm different.
I mean, you can. Wait. You can. We have a different
voice. Fuck the government! Do you reckon I got the voice for it?
Yes, I do.
Yes!
Oh, my God. Yes, I can't believe the Cray Christmas album is coming soon. You're going to be the new Michael Bubbles of... of Christmas.
It's beginning to look a lot like
Christmas.
Christmas. Fucking government. Sorry to all the listeners. Sorry, guys.
Speaking of the listeners, we're going to end here and read your comments. This person's called Deer Hive, and they're like, it's a cool podcast for Shizzle.
For Shizzle, dude. Hell yeah.
Do you want to be part of our record label, Deer Hive? Thank you. We need your kind of energy. Teddy174, you are the best YouTubers and yet the most underrated.
Thank you.
Are we underrated?
Subscribe to Creator. I've got to start milking this podcast. Everyone, right now, subscribe to Creator. YouTube.com/user/Creator. Thank you, guys.
You already have a million subs. You're fine.
I don't care. I want some more.
I want 10 million.
I want some more.
Oh, this is a line you could totally have in your song. Everyone thinks Lennon and Elliot are so great. They're good and all, but F them.
That's true. That's a line. Song.
I just don't understand. You guys are way better. Thanks, Teddy, for the line. Thank you. All right. Thank you, everyone, for
Bye, guys.
Make sure to stay all in.
Stay all in.